Mike Gundy surrenders $1 million for wearing Owen shirt. Deshaun Jackson slapped on wrist for anti-Semitic posts. By Warner Todd Houston on July 12, 2020. The comparison is stark between how Oklahoma State University coach Mike Gundy was treated by cancel culture for wearing a t-shirt, and how Deshaun Jackson was treated by the NFL for posting anti-Semitic quotes attributed to Adolf Hitler on Instagram. Oklahoma State football coach Gundy not only lost a year from his contract and surrendered $1 million for the sin of wearing a t-shirt from a conservative news station. Meanwhile, the Eagles' Jackson posted videos by the leader of hate group Nation of Islam and also posted quotes attributed Adolf Hitler, but all the Eagles did was give Jackson an undisclosed fine. Mike Gundy caused a stir in June when someone posted a photo showing the coach wearing a t-shirt with the One America News OAN, cable news network logo emblazoned across it. Gundy suffered immediate and serious attacks by woke players and Black Lives Matter supporters all across social media over the shirt. And despite his past kind words for OAN, suddenly Gundy was apologizing and claiming without evidence that some of the network's commentary was racist. Ultimately, merely wearing a t-shirt cost Gundy huge. The school took 1 year and $1 million off his contract and $1 million. That was all just for wearing a t-shirt. Meanwhile, the NFL's Deshaun Jackson posted anti-Jewish quotes he thought were made by Nazi German madman Adolf Hitler and also posted video messages from notorious anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. Last week, social media exploded when people began noticing the hateful Instagram posts Eagles wide receiver Deshaun Jackson was posting. In the posts, Jackson quoted an alleged quote from Hitler claiming that Jews were lying to America, and posted video messages from hate leader Louis Farrakhan. After a day of controversy, the Eagles put out a mild rebuke of Jackson saying that they had spoken to him about the unacceptable posts. Finally, 5 days after the original posts caused a stir, the team finally announced that Jackson was to be penalized for his posts. Though, that penalty was a mere undisclosed fine for conduct detrimental to the team. The difference in treatment of these two members of the sports community could not be more stark. Despite not personally expressing any hate for anyone, and just because he wore the shirt from a cable network that woke leftists irrationally hate, Mike Gundy faced swift, loud, and irrevocably condemnation, and lost a tremendous amount of money. On the other hand, Jackson certainly did express anti-Semitic tropes, disgorged hate for Jews, and reposted messages from one of America's worst anti-Semites. Yet, his actions were ignored by most and even supported by some current and former NFL players. Not to mention the NFL's stunning silence and lack of condemnation for Jackson, or those defending him. Gundy, who was immediately excoriated, denounced, and met with harsh penalties for no legitimate reason. But Jackson's case has been swept under the rug despite his clear and obvious guilt. This is sports in the age of woke. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.